Our first reading today comes from the Hebrew Bible, from 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verses 1 through 11, and then 16. And if you'd like to follow along as I read, you're welcome to, and you'll find it in the Hebrew Bible on page 268. Now, when the king was settled in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around him, the king, that being David, said to the prophet Nathan, "See now, I am living in a house of cedar, but the ark of God stays in a tent." Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that you have in mind, for the Lord is with you." But that same night the word of the Lord came to Nathan, "Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, are you the one to build me a house to live in? I have not lived in a house since the day I brought up the people of Israel from Egypt to this day, but I have been moving about in a tent and a tabernacle. Wherever I have moved about among all the people of Israel, did I ever speak a word with any of the tribal leaders of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, 'Why have you not built me a house of cedar?' Now therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David, 'Thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, to be prince over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies from before you. And I will make for you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, so that they may live in their own place, and be disturbed no more. And evildoers shall afflict them no more, as formerly, from the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel. And I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. Your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever.'" The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Our second scripture this morning comes from Paul's letter to the Romans. If you'd like to follow along, it's on page 155 of the New Testament. Hear now the words of the Apostle Paul. "Now to God, who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel, and the proclamation of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but is now disclosed and through the prophetic writings is made known to all the Gentiles, according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever. Amen." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
And finally, the lesson from the gospel of Jesus Christ according to Luke. What is, I hope for most of us, a very familiar story, Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38, in your pew Bible on page 53 of the New Testament. "In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, 'Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you.' But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.' Mary said to the angel, 'How can this be, since I am a virgin?' The angel said to her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God.' Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, we mentioned earlier that today is the fourth Sunday of Advent. But something you may also know about today is that it's actually also the winter solstice, which is the shortest day of the year and the longest night of the entire year here in the Northern Hemisphere. Well, how does that come about? If you would accept this speaker thing, whatever that's called, as the sun, and the earth is rotating around the sun. Well, the other thing to think about is that the earth is somewhat tilted on its north-south axis. So there's a time of year when the earth is farthest away from the sun, and it's tilted away from the sun. So that as the earth goes around, not so much of the earth's, of the sun's warmth and light gets to the northern hemisphere. So this astronomical phenomenon is what gives rise to the winter solstice. We can rightly expect on this day that it ought to be this cold and that it will be dark tonight. But you know, God may have other things in mind. God is amazingly good at defying our best expectations. In fact, if you read through the Hebrew Bible or the New Testament, all the time God is defying expectations. And there is no season greater in that department of defying expectations than Advent. So take a look, think about the scripture lessons that we read this morning. In that Hebrew Bible lesson from 2 Samuel, King David rightly has the expectation that he ought to build a house for God. Now, human beings are all the time trying to build houses for God. We build churches. We build temples, we build cathedrals. There's this need to house or to honor God in a building. But God has other plans. God was more than happy to live and move about in the tent and the tabernacle that the chosen people carried around with the holiest of holies there. And in fact, David was the one who would therefore be honored. God defied his expectations by saying to David, "No, no, I will build for you, for David, a house. I will make your kingdom great. I will make your dynasty strong for all time." If you think about that second reading, the reading from the Gospel according to Luke, you have sort of the familiar story about Christmas time when the angel Gabriel comes to visit Mary. Now, Mary had the expectation that because she was betrothed to Joseph, that in fact she would be married to Joseph in a Jewish ceremony. They would likely have children. They would settle down and live probably an uneventful life in Nazareth. But God had other plans in mind. In fact, Gabriel came to Mary and said, "Things are a little bit different than what you had expected." Mary was a nondescript teenager, expecting this quiet life. But Gabriel said, "Not so, Mary. You have been honored by God. God has found a special place for you in God's kingdom. You have a special role, a unique role, to play in the history of humankind." Mary was a virgin. But Gabriel said that the Spirit of God will come upon you, the shadow of the Lord will overcome you. And in fact, in short, Gabriel said, "You will become pregnant and you will give birth to Jesus Christ." Now, the other thing to think about here is that, again, defying expectations, God would continue to bless the house of David. Joseph was in the lineage of David. And so by bequeathing this son to Joseph, God was once again saying the dynasty of David, the kingdom of David, would be strong and would be remembered for all time. So what rightly should have been dishonor and scandal for Mary and Joseph and their entire families
would be changed to honor and glory for all generations. But what about you? What are your expectations for this glorious season of Advent? What are your expectations for that wonderful day of Christmas? Jesus is coming and is ready to form a home within your very heart. Jesus is ready to completely flip your life upside down, just as His coming did to Mary. God is uncannily good at defying our human expectations. And in fact, if we give God the chance, God will push so far beyond our wildest dreams. On this first day of winter, when we might expect coldness and darkness, we don't have to get bogged down in the dark. God can change things. God is already changing things as we speak. When you wake up tomorrow morning, the day will already be longer. And in fact, in 6 short months, we will have arrived at the summer solstice, June 21st, the longest day of the year and the shortest night of the year. The sun is coming back. We read to you some familiar words from John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. O come, Emmanuel, let us prepare the way. Amen.